This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, September 7th, 2022, on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Last Saturday afternoon, Port Townsend received a visit from a coalition of various Washington right-wing groups, including the Washington State Three Percenters, Patriot Prayer, and Proud Boys, seeking to hold a rally in Pope Marine Park downtown. The original intention by organizer Robert Zerfing of Common Sense Conservative was to protest Julie Jaman's expulsion on July 26th from the local YMCA over her strong objection to a trans employee appearing in the female locker room, an incident that received much play internationally in the right-wing press. But the rally's organizers also made it clear that they were there to protest the latest speech by President Biden and his condemnation of Trump supporters. The rally participants comprised approximately 30 individuals, joined by local Reverend Crystal Cox. They were met by over 100 counter-protesters, some in colorful rainbow garb, and at least 50 to 60 local police and members of the sheriff's office. Both sides were separated by metal fences, with the rally speakers standing on the grassy area and the counter-protesters on the pavement. The impassioned exhortations by the rally organizers through bullhorns were met by jeering, laughter, and in the final hour of the rally, singing and dancing to the sounds of YMCA by the village people. Despite the claims by a roving reporter for Rebel News, a Canadian-based online news organization with right-wing ties, that Antifa was present, there was no indication that that was true. There was also no violence from either side. The identities of all 10 people who were aboard a float plane that crashed off Whidbey Island Sunday shortly after 3 p.m. have been released. Seattle attorney Gabrielle Hanna, 29, Medina Vintner Ross Mickle, 47, Lauren Hilty, 39, his pregnant wife, and their son, Remy Mickle, 22 months, retired Spokane school teacher Patricia Hicks, 66, and Spokane civil rights activist Sandy Williams, 60. Engineer Luke Ludwig and his wife, Rebecca Ludwig of Minnesota, business owner Joanne Mira, 60, of San Diego, and Jason Winters, 43, pilot of the seaplane. A woman's body was recovered Sunday shortly after the crash by the first crews to respond, while the other passengers still remained unaccounted for. Around midday Monday, the U.S. Coast Guard suspended rescue operations for the other 9 missing people. Oak Bay is closed for recreational shellfish harvest for butter and varnished clams by the Washington State Department of Health. A recent clam sample in Oak Bay was found to contain elevated levels of the marine biotoxin that causes paralytic shellfish poisoning, which can be fatal. Danger signs have been posted at public access points warning people not to consume butter or varnished clams from the area. Illness is caused by eating shellfish contaminated with toxins from the naturally occurring marine plankton Alexandrium, and biotoxins are not destroyed by cooking. Symptoms of PSP can appear within minutes or hours and usually begin with tingling lips and tongue, moving to the hands and feet, followed by difficulty breathing and paralysis. There will be field carrier landing practice operations for aircraft stationed at Naval Air Station Whidbey Island Complex at Alt Field Tuesday night to late night. Practice is also slated for Wednesday night, continuing into Thursday morning, and from Thursday night, continuing into Friday morning until early afternoon. There are no landing practice operations scheduled at the outlying landing field in Coopville for this week. Comments, including noise complaints, can be directed to the station's comment line at 360-257-6665 or via email at comments@navy.mil. All other questions can be directed to the Public Affairs Office at 360-257-2286. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.